Justin, I'm doing today.
Hello?
Yes, hey Justin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. You're kind of breaking up.
Well, give me a second here. Let me fix this up here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with this damn headset. You're not the first person to tell me. I gotta get a new one. I had that going yesterday, and I'm just sitting here like, man, I gotta tell the company to give me a new headset. Justin, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors, brother. I'm gonna try to keep things pretty straight to the point here with you. I hope you're okay with that. Now, Hyatt Heating and Cooling, you are new in business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how new?
Since August.
Oh, okay. Barely new. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Justin, I want to ask you something very straight to the point, brother. Are you in a position where you are able to take on new clients?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I ask that, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking to work with someone that could take on new businesses, and new customers. What we have available right now, Justin, is a position on the first page of Google that opened up for placing, and we're looking to get that position filled in sometime today. Whether it's with you, and Hyatt Heating or one of your competitors that's willing to bring on more work. So what we're proposing is to put Hyatt Heating and Cooling LLC, right alongside of Andrews Heating and Cooling, RC Heating and Cooling, Panthers Heating and Cooling, US Air, Brothers Air, Elite Air, American Air Heating and Cooling, Comfort Systems 360, and Parker Heating and Cooling Systems. I'm not sure if you ever heard of any of these guys before, Justin.
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, these guys are your locals, right? They're the ones that come up as first options in the Rock Hill and surrounding cities. And that's where we would be placing you, right alongside of your competitors, right? On that first page. So anytime anyone is looking for any heating and cooling services, Hyatt Heating and Cooling will pop up as one of the top recommended options on the first page of Google. And that's one of the primary reasons that we ask if you can take on more work. 'Cause, if I'm just being a straight shooter with you, brother, once you're on that first page of Google, it's a game changer, right? Now you become visible to the thousands of customers and clients that are looking for the services. That's how the guys that I just mentioned to you, that's how they stay busy, brother. It's not that they're doing anything different than you are. It's the simple fact that when you're on the first page, there's enough to go around. Now you have your own website already, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you own that domain?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. The reason I asked that, Justin, just so you have an idea, is that since you do have your own domain and your own website, we can also get that promoted on Google. But even better than that, it allows me to discount the rate, not only as a new in business because we have a special rate for that, but since you already have your own domain and we don't have to build one for you, it drops the price even lower. So it's going to be quite affordable. Any social media presence, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what are you being promoted on? What type of social media?
Just Facebook and I'm on Nextdoor as well.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, Nextdoor is more like they're completely different than what Google services are.
Yeah.
But Facebook, we work with Facebook, Justin. So what we can do is that we can promote your Facebook page. We're talking about Facebook for the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we can promote that Facebook page and we can run ads on Facebook for you. It's included within our service. Okay. Are you familiar how Facebook ads work?
I got a general idea.
It's actually quite neat, brother. I mean, you can try this yourself. Let's say you go on your phone right now and you type in whatever it is. Let's say you type in electrician near me. Google is going to give you a list of the electricians in the area. And then later in the day when you're on your phone and you're scrolling through your friends on Facebook and the news and stuff, suddenly you start seeing ads pop up on your Facebook feed for electricians, and you're thinking, well, why am I seeing these, you know, ads for electricians? Well, earlier in the day, you were on Google searching electricians, so Google sends that information over to Facebook. So now you start seeing ads. So same concept, right? Anyone that goes on Google and is looking for any HVAC, not only will they see you as one of the top recommended options on that first page, but that same person, when they get on their Facebook, they will see ads for Hyatt Heating and Cooling. It's actually quite neat. I mean, it generates quite a bit of work. It's what Google refers to as retargeting. Okay. So aside from us doing the ads on Facebook, we also work with Yelp. Have you heard of Yelp?
Yes, sir. I'm on there too.
You are? Okay. Are you paying for the service or you're getting their free service?
I'm getting their free service. I was paying over $500 a month with getting one or two clients a year, a month, and it wasn't working out, so.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you're going to get one client and pay $500, I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
No.
You know, financially, I mean, you, it wouldn't make sense. I agree with you. That's not a bad thing that you stopped that service. Yeah, so, we already have, an agreement with, Yelp. So we would put you on their paid service end, and that's already included within our, service. And then lastly, we work with Apple. I'm sure you're familiar with Apple, right? For anyone that has an iPhone and uses Safari to do searches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll place you on their platform as well, Justin. I mean, like I said, the bottom line here, I mean, is if you're able to take on more work, then you're an ideal company that we want to work with. I mean, our pricing, based that you are new in business and that you have your own website, it gives you a rate of $299 per month without a contract. Normally, it's $549, which will be the regular monthly price. Your pricing will be $299. And then we would be able to lock you in into that. And there's no contract, Justin. It's a month-to-month service. So that includes putting Hyatt Heating and Cooling LLC on the first page of Google. It includes putting your website on the first page of Google. I mean, if I'm being straight with you, there's no point in having a website if it's not being viewed by people that are looking for HVAC services. We want to put it on Google where it's going to be looked at. It includes the ads on Facebook, the Yelp listing, and the listing on Apple. All of that falls under that $299. Like I said, there's no contract involved. It's a month-to-month service. What does that mean? It means that you are able to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not happy. But if I'm being straight with you, I mean, I don't see a reason that you would want to stop the service and we're keeping you busy, man, because that's what it really comes down to. You know, if we're producing, we're producing work for you and keeping you occupied. There's no reason for you to stop the service. And that's what I tell all my clients. I mean, when you're on that first page of Google, work is, you know, receiving clients is not going to be an obstacle, because you're going to be one of the primary options. Now, the other question I did have, Justin, do you have pictures of any of the work that you've done?
I got some currently on my Google profile now.
On your GBP. Okay, perfect, perfect, okay. All right, let me see that on here. Perfect, okay. And Justin, what's your last name, brother?
Hyatt.
Okay. Sorry to ask, man. I was assuming that was it because of the company name, but I didn't want to make assumptions. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a email address, brother?
Justin Hyatt at HyattHeatingAndCooling.com.
Justin. Oh, okay. It was Justin Hyatt at what now?
HyattHeatingandCooling.com.
Okay. Heating and cooling.com. Okay. Perfect. Now the 803-992-4019. Is that a good number to place on Google where the customers can reach you at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. And then the address that shows on file, Justin, where the business is registered out of is 213 Dodson Street in Rock Hill, 29732.
Yes. I don't want that shown, though, because that's my house.
No. We would never list this, obviously.
Okay.
We don't want people knocking at your door asking you for HVAC services. You know, it's probably quite of a creepy thing if somebody shows up at your door. Yeah, you're probably like, hey, man, go away. No worries, man. Absolutely not. The other question, are you working alone, Justin?
Currently, yes, sir.
You are. Okay. Here's another question that the system is asking because, you know, of course, like I said, we know that once you're on these platforms, I mean, you're definitely going to stay occupied. So are you open to commercial at this point, or you just want to do residential?
I only have my residential license.
Oh, okay. 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 Perfect. Okay. Are you looking to get a commercial license in the future?
Maybe, but if anything, I'd get my residential North Carolina first.
Okay. Gotcha. Makes sense. Okay. Well, if you ever do notify us, then we can open up the doors for commercial, you know, because, I mean, there's, just so you know, because I do work with many, many people that do commercial HVAC, there's much bigger projects there, just as a heads up. Okay. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open and available to take phone calls and do the work?
8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 a.m.
Every day except Sunday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Are you doing emergency services by any chance, Justin?
Not currently.
Not currently. Okay, perfect. All right. If you do, let me know at any point. Just give us a heads up, and we can also list you under 24-hour emergency services. Now, from Rock Hill, what's an approximate mileage that you're willing to travel if you get new customers to ring you up?
25 to 30 miles.
Okay, perfect. That's roughly about, what, 40 minutes or so?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay, perfect. And what's the name of your Facebook page, brother?
It is Hyatt Heating and Cooling.
Okay. Same as the company. Okay. Perfect. And then you have your website and, okay. Perfect. Have your phones. Justin, you'll get a call tomorrow from our IT department. I'm sure you know what the IT guys do, right? I mean, they do all the back-end work. They're the ones that are going to put Hyatt Heating and Cooling on the first page of Google, put your website on Google, work on the ads on Facebook, put you on Yelp and Apple. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare for these guys?
I can do early afternoon.
Okay, here, let me check the calendar. Bear with me one quick second. I'll let you know what they have opened on their calendar. Okay. I have a 1 p.m.
That would work.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, I'm almost done here. Justin, thank you for being patient, brother. Promise you're definitely going to like the service here with us. I do need to create a security question for the account. That's in the case that you ever call us. We need to make sure that it's you we're speaking with. So you get to choose one of these security questions, and the answer will be the password to the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Mother's maiden name is Bolen, B-O-L-E-N.
Bolen, okay, perfect. You know, I dealt with thousands, literally, of names, Dustin, because I've been doing this for many years. I don't think I've ever heard that name before, to be quite frank. Bolen, okay. It's pretty good. All right, perfect. Okay. All right, and then you're open for to accept work as soon as possible, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And you do have access to Dustin Hyatt at HyattHeatingAndCooling.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be sending the confirmations there in a second, right as well to your phone via text message. You're going to get confirmations both to your phone and email, so just bear with me here 1 second. No. And then in reference to the $299, Justin, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, and Amex, which is American Express.
I have Visa.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Is it under your name? Is it Justin Hyatt, or is it a company card?
It's got both on it.
Both on it? Okay, perfect. Let me. Does it show LLC on the card, or just...
No, Hyatt.
No LLC, right? Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. Perfect. All right. Whenever you're ready, brother, you can provide me that number.
4246.
Okay.
3154.
Okay.
1035.
Okay.
0175.
Okay. And the expiration on there, please.
629.
No, okay. And then lastly, what's called a CC code. It's going to be three numbers behind the card.
877.
877. All right, Justin, stand by for me while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one. While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, and then we will wrap things up for tomorrow with our IT guys. So let me just read this with you, and it'll be pretty quick. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Justin. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing today. It's going to come to your email. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something that you don't understand, please ask me to clarify. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement that you'll receive with Local Splash, and of course, that works as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I do have everything correct, Justin, can you please state the name of the company?
Hyatt Heating and Cooling.
Thank you very much. Did you want it to show LLC, Justin, or no LLC?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't? Okay, perfect. I'll leave it up to the IT guys, because sometimes it does help. Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Justin Hyatt, and I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. You are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Hyatt Heating and Cooling?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Justin, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the campaign. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. In hiring Local Splash, Justin, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask that if at any point you bring another company on board, that you keep us in the loop.
Okay.
Okay. Your payment will be processed today, November 20th, for the total amount of $299. The secondary payment is not due until December 20th, and that's going to be your locked-in flat rate of $299. Keep in mind, Justin, that this is not a contract, and you do have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay. We ask that if you wanted to do that, you give us a call to our customer service number. If you want, I can text that over to you, or I can give it to you, whatever you prefer.
Text would be better.
Okay, I'll text that over to you. It's an 877 number, 635-6225. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me one second. Let me get that information over to you. In a second, Justin, you're going to start receiving text messages, and you're also going to start getting the emails. There's one email in particular that does need your attention. I can help you go over that if you have a second right now. Do you have access to your emails right now?
No, not right now.
Okay, no worries. Then I'll just tell you how to do it. When you get a chance, try to get it done before 1 tomorrow. And if you don't, not a big deal. Our IT guys will go over it with you, but there's going to be an email that's going to come through where you're going to get quite a bit of them, right, saying welcome to the company, welcome on board. But there's one in particular that's going to say local splash initial invoice. Okay, that's going to be the headline, local splash initial invoice. When you open that email, there's going to be towards the bottom, there's going to be a little blue link that says click here to accept terms. When you click on that, it's going to take you to another page, and you're going to see your phone number towards the bottom. Right underneath your number, there's going to be two boxes that you have to click on, and I'll explain those to you really quick. The first box says that you agree for us to text or call you when we need to, and the second box says that all the information that you provided, including your payment method, is accurate and it's yours. So you click on both of those boxes, and then right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Justin Hyatt. And then there's going to be a space there where it's going to allow you to type in your name. Once you do that and you type in your name exactly as it shows, Justin Hyatt, you hit confirm signature. And what that does, it's going to give you access to our dashboard. What's our dashboard? You're going to be able to see the back-end tracking that we do as well, like how many people visit the site, how many phone calls you're generating from Google. All the back-end stuff that our IT guys see, you will be able to see as well, Justin. So when you get a chance, please try to complete that before 1 p.m. tomorrow, okay? And then with that said, Justin, let me just be the first one, brother, to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash, man. You know, we look forward in the relationship between Hyatt Heating and Cooling to go long-term with us, right? Because that's what we want. And how do we do that? By providing results, right? So, again, you know, thanks for the opportunity. We look forward to working with you. Just do me a favor, brother. Please don't miss that phone call at 1 o'clock. You know, don't want anything to, you know, hold up the process. So please make sure you pick up that phone call tomorrow at 1 p.m.
All right.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, everything is set on our end. Again, thank you so much. We'll talk tomorrow. And again, welcome to the family, brother.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.